Welcome to today's session, Networking Ninja Moves, Building Profitable Alliances. I'm Sharon, and I'll be your guide as we stealthily navigate the social terrain to uncover the secrets of powerful networking. In the words of the legendary Jim Rohn, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, we're not just increasing our averages, we're breaking the scale. Networking is a topic near and dear to me. I was an early adopter on the internet, and way back in 1999, Entrepreneur Magazine featured me in a cover story entitled Super Schmoozer because I built a B2B company entirely through networking online without spending $1 on advertising or marketing. Let's look at why networking is crucial to your success. Beyond the initial introduction and diving deep into the nuances of networking, it's imperative to understand the fundamental importance of networking itself. Networking is not just a means to an end. It's a vital component of business growth, personal development, and professional sustainability. Here's why networking should be at the core of your business strategy. Networking is a powerful catalyst for uncovering new business opportunities. It's through connections that you might find your next big client, a lucrative partnership, or even a market you hadn't considered before. Each conversation has the potential to open a door to an opportunity that could transform your business. The sharing of knowledge and resources is another invaluable aspect of networking. Through your network, you gain access to a wealth of knowledge from diverse experiences and backgrounds. Whether it's advice on navigating challenges or sharing of tools and best practices, the exchange can significantly accelerate your growth and avoid potential pitfalls. Networking pushes you to expand your horizons, encouraging you to look beyond the confines of your current business environment. It exposes you to new ideas, trends, and innovations in your industry and beyond, providing inspiration and insight that can drive your business forward in ways you hadn't imagined. A robust network is a rich pool from which to draw potential hires and collaborators. The people you meet and connect with could one day become key members of your team, bringing with them the skills, enthusiasm, and new perspectives that can enrich your business. On a personal level, networking challenges you to step out of your comfort zone, enhancing your communication skills, boosting your confidence, and fostering personal growth. It's an ongoing process of learning and development, where each interaction sharpens your abilities and fortifies your professional demeanor. Lastly, networking is about building a web of support that can sustain you through the highs and lows of your professional journey. These relationships, nurtured over time, form a foundation of encouragement, advice, and solidarity that is invaluable in the world of business. As we proceed, keep these core reasons in mind, allowing them to motivate and guide your approach to networking. It's not just about collecting contacts, it's about cultivating relationships that bear fruit in countless, often unexpected ways. Let's embrace networking with the seriousness and dedication it deserves, transforming it from a mere activity into a pivotal component of our overall strategy for success. At the heart of every networking ninja lies a mindset not easily rattled by the conventional whirlwind of self-serving agendas. True networking ninjas are masters of the mental game, recognizing that the art of building connections transcends the mere exchange of business cards or LinkedIn requests. It's a deeper, more profound process akin to the ancient martial arts principles of discipline, honor, and community. Before even stepping onto the networking battlefield, these adept individuals engage in rigorous mental preparation. They understand that to emerge victorious in the realm of networking, one must first conquer the ego, It's not about tallying contacts like notches on a belt, but about nurturing genuine relationships that foster mutual growth and learning. This paradigm shift from seeing connections as transactions to viewing them as partnerships transforms their approach, enabling them to navigate networking arenas with grace and purpose. In the dojo of networking, the mentality of giving reigns supreme. Networking ninjas approach interactions with a how can I help mindset rather than what can I get out of this. This subtle yet significant mental shift opens doors to authentic connections. By focusing on providing value, be it through insights, resources, or support, they build a foundation of trust and reciprocity that's more durable than any superficial bond. Respect is the guiding principle of the networking ninja's creed. They honor the time, expertise, and experiences of those they connect with, greeting each interaction with the reverence it deserves. This respect is evident in how they listen carefully, engage thoughtfully, and acknowledge the achievements and challenges of their peers. It's a mutual respect that fosters an environment where all parties feel valued and understood. In a world brimming with facades and superficiality, authenticity is the networking ninja's ultimate weapon. They know that lasting connections are built on a foundation of truth and genuine interest. By being themselves, flaws, passions, quirks, and all, they invite others to do the same, creating a space where authentic interactions flourish. This authenticity acts as a beacon, attracting like-minded individuals and repelling those out of alignment with their values and vision. In embracing the ninja mindset, you equip yourself with more than just strategies for effective networking. You adopt a way of being that enriches not only your professional journey, but your personal growth as well. It's about stepping into each networking opportunity with the calm confidence of a warrior, the wisdom of a sage, and the heart of a true ally. Let this session be your initiation into the ranks of networking ninjas, armed with the invisible weapons of giving, respect, and authenticity, ready to forge alliances that will stand the test of time. In the vast sea of professional connections, not every encounter is going to lead to a meaningful alliance, but that's part of the journey. The art of identifying potential allies is akin to being a strategic matchmaker for your business and personal growth. It's not about amassing a legion of contacts, but curating a circle of allies whose visions resonate with your own and whose strengths and weaknesses interlock with yours like pieces of a puzzle. The first step in spawning a potential ally is to listen for shared goals and values. This requires a level of active listening and engagement that goes beyond surface level conversation. Pay attention to not just what is said, but how it's said. Are their eyes lighting up when they talk about innovation, community building, or sustainability? These cues can indicate shared passions and values, laying a fertile ground for a meaningful connection. In identifying allies, consider not only who shares your vision, but also who possesses the strengths you lack and vice versa. A true ally brings to the table skills, knowledge, or resources that fill gaps in your own arsenal. For instance, if you're a visionary with big ideas, but you struggle with execution, an ally with a knack for project management and implementation can be invaluable. The goal is to create a symbiotic relationship where each party elevates the other, creating a sum greater than its parts. Diversity in thought, experience, and expertise is the hallmark of a robust network. When identifying potential allies, look beyond your immediate industry or niche. Allies from different sectors can provide unique insights, open doors to new opportunities, and challenge you to think differently. This diversity fosters innovation and resilience, equipping you to navigate the complexities of the business world with a more holistic perspective. Whether at a networking event, a workshop, or a casual social setting, Employ strategic observation to identify potential allies. Notice who asks insightful questions, who contributes thoughtfully to discussions, and who others gravitate towards for advice and insight. These individuals often possess the qualities that make them valuable allies: expertise, leadership, and the respect of their peers. Lastly, never underestimate the power of intuition in identifying allies. Sometimes a gut feeling can signal a potential connection worth exploring further. If you find yourself drawn to someone's energy, approach, or ideas, it might be your intuition hinting at a deeper compatibility. Trusting this instinct can lead to some of the most rewarding professional relationships. Identifying potential allies is a skill that combines active listening, strategic observation, and a dash of intuition. By focusing on shared goals, complementary strengths, diversity, and intuitive connections, you can build a network of allies that not only supports your journey, but also enriches it in ways you never anticipated. Remember, the strength of your network lies not in numbers, but in the quality and depth of the connections you forge. True mastery in networking isn't just about making connections, it's about making each connection count. Engagement is the arena where the depth of those connections is determined, and it's where many falter, but not you. With a nuanced approach and genuine interest, you have the power to captivate and create lasting impressions. Here's how. Active listening is the cornerstone of effective engagement. It's about fully concentrating on the speaker, understanding their message, providing feedback, and withholding judgment. In practice, this means giving your full attention, making eye contact, and using affirming gestures or words to show that you're engaged. When you listen actively, you signal to the other person that their thoughts and experiences are valuable, fostering a deeper connection and trust. Beyond the pleasantries and small talk lies the opportunity to delve deeper. Asking insightful questions demonstrates your interest and encourages others to share more about themselves. These aren't just any questions. They're tailored, thought-provoking inquiries that invite reflection and detailed responses. For example, instead of asking, "What do?" you might ask, "What inspired you to choose your current career path?" Such questions can open up the conversation to more meaningful topics, allowing you to discover common ground and shared interests. Genuine engagement is the secret ingredient that transforms superficial interactions into meaningful connections. It involves showing authentic curiosity about the other person's stories, challenges, and successes. This authenticity is palpable and often reciprocated, creating a foundation for a relationship built on mutual trust and interest. Genuine engagement means you're not looking over their shoulder for someone more beneficial to talk to. You're fully present in the conversation. Acknowledging that most people love to talk about themselves isn't a cynical manipulation. It's a recognition of human nature. We all want to feel seen, heard, and understood. By focusing the conversation on the other person, you make them feel important. This doesn't mean you shouldn't share about yourself. Rather, it's about finding the right balance. When you do share, relate your experiences back to their stories or interests, creating a two-way street of shared engagement. As you engage, look for opportunities to reflect on what's being said and relate it back to your own experiences or knowledge without hijacking the conversation. This can be as simple as saying, "I've had a similar experience," followed by a brief recounting that ties back to their point. This technique not only shows that you're actively listening, but also that you empathize and connect with their experiences on a personal level. Incorporating these elements into your networking strategy will elevate your art of engagement from mere interaction to genuine connection. By focusing on active listening, asking insightful questions, and engaging genuinely, you not only leave a memorable impression, but you also lay the groundwork for strong, lasting professional relationships. Let's take a look at the elevator pitch. In the arsenal of networking, your elevator pitch is akin to a samurai's katana, swift, precise, and capable of making a significant impact with just a brief encounter. This isn't just about selling yourself or your services. It's about crafting a narrative that is both compelling and memorable, one that leaves a lasting impression and opens doors to deeper conversation. Let's hone this tool together, ensuring it's both sharp and wielded with skill. Start by distilling the essence of what you do into a single powerful statement. This isn't about jargon or buzzwords, but connecting to the heart of your work and its impact. Ask yourself, what problem do I solve? Or how do I make life better for my clients or customers? Your answer should form the core of your pitch, framed in a way that's both relatable and engaging. The art of the elevator pitch lies not just in the information conveyed, but in sparking curiosity. Incorporate an element of intrigue by posing a question, sharing a startling fact, or presenting a common problem with a twist. For instance, instead of saying, "I run a marketing firm," you might say, "Do you know most businesses overlook 80% of their market? I help them see the full picture." Intrigue invites your listener to lean in wanting more. You want to get the individual curious. Intrigue and curiosity also help make you more memorable and stand out. Knowing when to deploy your elevator pitch is as crucial as its content. It's about reading the room and the rhythm of the conversation. Your pitch should feel like a natural extension of the dialogue, not a forced interjection. Practice delivering your pitch in various settings to friends or mentors, refining it until it feels both comfortable and compelling. While having a solid foundation is essential, your pitch should be adaptable. Tailor it to the person you're speaking to or the specific context of the networking event. This level of customization shows attentiveness and a genuine interest in making meaningful connections. It's not just about reciting a script, but engaging in a dynamic exchange. Every effective elevator pitch ends with a soft call to action or CTA, an invitation to continue the conversation, whether it's exchanging contact information, setting up a meeting, or simply asking for their thoughts on what you've just shared. Your CTA is the bridge from your pitch to the potential relationship, so you want to make it clear and compelling. Finally, mastery comes from practice. Rehearse your pitch in various scenarios until its delivery becomes second nature. Record yourself, seek feedback, and continuously refine your message. Remember, the goal is for your pitch to resonate so well, it feels less like a rehearsed spiel and more like an invitation to a fascinating journey. Your elevator pitch is more than a networking tool. It's a reflection of your passion and the value that you bring. By framing it with clarity, delivering it with confidence, and tailoring it to engage your audience, you turn this brief introduction into an open door for opportunities, collaborations, and deeper connections. In the intricate dance of networking, the initial connection is merely the first step. The true essence and power of networking unfold in the art of nurturing relationships. Think of each connection as a delicate bonsai tree. Just as the bonsai requires meticulous care, pruning, and nurturing to grow into its full beauty and potential, so too do the relationships we form in our professional lives. This segment delves into the subtleties of relationship cultivation, ensuring the bonds you form are not only maintained, but strengthened over time. Follow-ups are the lifeline that keep the heart of networking beating, as we've mentioned. After the initial meeting or connection, it's imperative to reach out and reaffirm the value of that interaction. This could be a simple email expressing your appreciation for the conversation, a message sharing an article relevant to the discussion you had, or it could be an invitation for a coffee catch-up to explore collaborative possibilities further. The key is consistency without intrusion. striking a balance between keeping the line of communication open and respecting the other person's time and space. One of the most effective ways to nurture a relationship is by providing value consistently and selflessly. This doesn't necessarily mean grand gestures or significant time investments. It can be as simple as sending information that aligns with their interests or challenges, introducing them to a potential client or contact, or offering insights into a problem that they're facing. When you provide value without the immediate expectation of something in return, you deposit trust into the bank of your relationship, accruing interest that compounds over time. Never underestimate the power of small gestures. Remembering and acknowledging birthdays, work anniversaries, or even sending a congratulatory note on a new job or achievement can significantly impact. These gestures show attentiveness and a genuine interest in the person beyond the professional facade. They transform you from another contact in their network into a valued ally and friend. While grand gestures can make a splash, consistency in nurturing relationships often has a more profound and lasting effect. Regular check-ins, even just to say hello or share something lighthearted, keep the relationship dynamic and engaging. It's about showing up, being present, and consistently demonstrating that you value the connection. In a world inundated with generic communications, personalization really stands out. Tailor your interactions based on what you know about the person's interests, challenges, and aspirations. A customized approach shows that you're invested in the relationship for the long haul and that you care about the person as an individual, not just a rung on your professional ladder. By committing to the nurturing process, you ensure that the relationships you've worked so hard to build not only survive but thrive, unlocking a world of mutual growth, collaboration, and support. Let's move on now to looking at mastering the dojo or the networking event. The networking event, a nexus of potential, a gathering of minds and ambitions, all swirling in a dance of professional camaraderie. To some, it's an exhilarating opportunity, to others, a nerve-wracking trial. Yet armed with the right strategies, you can navigate these waters with the poise of a seasoned navigator, turning potential anxiety into a showcase of opportunity. Here's how to master the modern-day dojo of the networking event. Before stepping into the arena, preparation is key. You want to research the event, understand its theme, the speakers, and the likely attendees. This knowledge allows you to tailor your objectives and prepare thoughtful questions or conversation starters. Dressing for success is also crucial. Your attire should reflect both your personal brand and the event's tone. Lastly, polish your elevator pitch until it shines with clarity and intrigue, ready to deploy at a moment's notice. Your entrance is your first opportunity to set the tone for the event. Arrive early, allowing yourself time to acclimate and observe the layout. A confident entrance, straight posture, a warm smile, and open body language signals to others that you're approachable and that you're ready to engage. Use this time to familiarize yourself with the surroundings, identifying strategic spots to initiate conversations, such as near the refreshment area or in lounge spaces. Networking events are not the time for wallflower tendencies. Circulate. Move around the room with purpose, but don't hurry. Your goal is to engage in meaningful conversations, not to meet as many people as possible in record time. Introduce yourself with confidence, employing your elevator pitch when it feels natural, and express genuine interest in the other person's work and experiences. Remember, networking is a two-way street. It's as much about listening as it is about speaking. Active engagement goes beyond mere conversation. It's about creating connections that resonate. Utilize active listening, nodding, and asking follow-up questions that delve deeper into the discussion. Share relevant insights or experiences, but ensure the spotlight remains balanced. This reciprocal exchange fosters a genuine connection, making the interaction memorable for both parties. The event may end, but the opportunity for relationship building continues. Strategic follow-ups are crucial for converting fleeting encounters into lasting connections. Within 24 to 48 hours, reach out with a personalized message that references something specific from your conversation, suggesting a future meeting or sharing a resource of interest. This timely, thoughtful follow-up can cement the connection, setting the stage for a fruitful professional relationship. Now let's move on to looking at leveraging technology or mastering the digital dojo. In the realm of modern networking, mastery over digital platforms is akin to ninja sharpening their weapons. The digital age has transformed the traditional networking landscape, offering a plethora of tools to connect, engage, and collaborate without the constraints of geographical boundaries. Let's dive deeper into how you can wield these tools effectively to become a formidable networking ninja in the virtual world. Let's start looking at LinkedIn. LinkedIn is not just a platform, it's the coliseum of professional networking. To truly leverage LinkedIn, start by optimizing your profile. Think of it as your armor in this arena. Ensure your profile is complete, professional, and reflects not just what you do, but how you add value. Engage regularly by sharing insights, commenting on posts in a meaningful way, and publishing articles that showcase your expertise. Utilize LinkedIn search and groups to find and connect with industry leaders, potential mentors, and peers who share your interests. Remember, on LinkedIn, quality trumps quantity. It's about forming connections that matter. Professional forums and online communities represent the guilds where craftsmen of old would exchange ideas and refine their skills. Platforms like Reddit, Quora, or specific industry forums are treasure troves of knowledge and opportunities for connection. Participate actively, offering your expertise where relevant and asking thoughtful questions. These forums allow you to demonstrate your knowledge and willingness to engage in the wider community, establishing you as a valuable resource and potential ally. While often viewed through a casual lens, social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, and even Facebook can be powerful tools in a networking ninja's arsenal. The key is strategic use. Follow industry leaders, engage with content relevant to your field, and share your insights and experiences. Use hashtags strategically to increase the visibility of your posts. Social media offers a more personal glimpse into your professional persona, allowing connections to form over shared interests, challenges, and achievements. As you navigate these digital platforms, remember the ancient arts of respect and courtesy. Digital communication strips away many nuances of face-to-face interaction, so clarity and professionalism are paramount. Personalize your connection request with a brief note on why you wish to connect, and always follow up with gratitude. Be generous with your knowledge, supportive of others' successes, and mindful of the line between engaging and intruding. Stay attuned to emerging platforms and technologies that can further enhance your networking capabilities. From virtual reality meetings to AI-driven networking apps, the digital dojo is ever-evolving. Be an early adopter, experiment with new tools, and continuously adapt your strategy to stay ahead in the game of digital networking. Now it's time to take action. The accompanying worksheet will guide you through crafting your personalized networking ninja plan. From identifying your allies to perfecting your elevator pitch, this worksheet is your map to becoming a networking master.